The book of 3 John today. Only one chapter, like 2 John. Let's begin with prayer. Father, we ask that you would add your blessing to the word that we're about to study. In Jesus' name, amen. A very short book, only 14 verses. Verse 1, the elder. To my dear friend, Gaius, whom I love in the truth. This is written by the Apostle John, and he refers to himself as the elder. Gaius was the recipient of this letter. He probably was a leader in the local church. Gaius was a lover of truth, and he was true to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why John and Gaius had a connection in the Spirit. They had that in common. Now, Christians can be different ages, and with different backgrounds, and even different social classes. But if they love the Lord Jesus Christ and love the truth, there's a very strong connection between people who otherwise would not have anything in common. Verse 2, dear friends, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. I have heard people quote this verse and say, see, God always wants his people healthy. And therefore, if they are not healthy, it is because they lack faith. That is not what this verse teaches. It's not even close to that. This is John praying for the health of his friend Gaius, and that is all it is. You can't take this and use it as a proof text to teach that God always wants his people healthy and wealthy, and if you're not, then there's something wrong with your walk with God. Verse 3. It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth. Gaius lived like a Christian should. He lived the truth. His life proved that his faith was real. Verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. To walk in the truth is to allow the Word of God to affect every part of our life, to control every part of our life. If we follow the leading of our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, then we are walking in the truth. And we do follow the leading of the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, when we choose to walk in the truth. That is how Jesus leads. Verse 5, dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers, even though they are strangers to you. Gaius did what God expects all Christians to do. He helped other Christians. And, like God, Gaius had no favorites. He helped any Christian any way he could. Even if they were strangers, it didn't matter. They could be his best friend, they could be strangers. If they were Christians, they could count on him to help. 6. They have told the church about your love. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. Word was spreading concerning the kindness of Gaius. He was a humble servant. He did not seek great things for himself. He was a humble servant. But as a result of his humility, people admired him. And Jesus said, the greatest among you is the one who serves. 7. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans. These Christians were out telling people about Christ, and they depended on good Christians like Gaius to support them. They sure were not getting help from the lost world, and they should not expect any. God's people need to support God's work. State-run churches where, you know, the taxpayers support the church are not a good thing. Verse 8. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such men, so that we may work together for the truth. Christians have a duty to help support those who teach the Word of God. Those who teach and those who support those who teach are actually partners in Christ and will share in the eternal rewards for the good that is accomplished. Verse 9. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will have nothing to do with us. And now we are introduced to another fellow, Diotrephes. He is about the exact opposite of Gaius. John the Apostle wrote a letter to a church leader named Diotrephes. That's why, because it was John the Apostle, that letter carried with it apostolic authority and therefore should have been read to the entire congregation, which was under Diotrephes. But Diotrephes wanted to be the center of attention, so he didn't read the letter from the apostle. A pastor's job is to communicate the Word of God, which means communicate the apostolic teachings found in the New Testament. That's a pastor's job, not to attempt to draw attention to themselves. Verse 10, so if I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, gossiping maliciously about us. Not satisfied with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. And you can see from this, Diotrephes was a control freak. He certainly did not care about the work of Christ. To him, ministry was a way to draw attention to self and to exercise power. Diotrephes wanted to be a Christian celebrity, and he didn't want anybody to move in on his territory, not even the apostles. Well, John will put an end to that foolishness when he gets there, because there is no place for Christian celebrity. No place at all for Christian celebrities. Verse 11. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. Nothing that is bad or wrong comes from God. Therefore, when we walk with the Lord, allowing His Word to govern our lives, we will do good, and that is it. And John did not tell Gaius to do good because he thought he was going to do bad. It's just that we all need reminders of what is right, because the influence of the world is all around us, and the influence of the world will try to take us in the wrong direction. Verse 12. Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone, and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. Demetrius was a good Christian man. If Christians, as a rule, speak well of another Christian, like was the case with Demetrius, you can usually be confident that that Christian is trustworthy. I mean, you know, even the best Christian might have somebody who calls themselves a Christian, not like them for some reason, or maybe some jealousy, or there may, you know, something else. But when Christians, as a rule, speak well of another Christian, you can pretty much put confidence that that person is trustworthy. 13. I have much to write you, but I do not want to do so with pen and ink. Again, not everything worth listening to is found in Scripture. John had plenty of things to say, but he didn't write it down. Say that? Not everything worth listening to as a Christian is found in Scripture, but it must not contradict Scripture, or it will not be worth listening to. 14. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace to you. The friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name. Gaius was on the front lines out for Jesus. And when that happens, you can expect trouble. As a result, John prays for Gaius to have peace. He will have trouble because he goes all out for the Lord, but he can also have peace. And we will have trouble when we live for Jesus. But it's important to remember that Christ is bigger than any trouble. So we can have an inner calm as we draw close to Christ, no matter what our circumstances might be. Next time, the book of Jude. Until then, so long, everyone.